The first of the speeder bike dropships came to a cautious hover a couple of meters off the ground. As the ramps came down, Corlo Brightwater gunned his Aratek 74Z speeder bike and roared out into the afternoon sunlight.
TVR 479, pull it back.
The tart voice of his commander, Lieutenant Natrome, growled in his ear.
Reform to search pattern Genth.
479 acknowledged,
Brightwater said, taking a quick look around as he turned into a wide circle that would bring him back to the rest of the scout troopers still maneuvering their way out of the transport. They'd come in on a ground-skimming course just to the north of a set of low, tree-sprinkled hills, with the edge of their target town a couple of hundred meters away on the far side. Activating his helmet's sensors, he gave the hills a quick but careful scan as he circled back toward the transport. There didn't seem to be activity anywhere, of any sort, which struck him as highly suspicious. The hills included a picnic area, several walking paths, and half a dozen trees that had been patiently nurtured and manipulated over the decades into an elaborate children's climbing structure. Someone from town ought to be taking his or her leisure out here on such a fine, quiet afternoon. But there was no one. Something apparently was keeping the townspeople indoors today, such as the news of an imminent Imperial raid. Brightwater shook his head in irritation. So the whole thing was a bust. The word had leaked, and any rebels who might have been hiding here were halfway to the Outer Rim by now.
Command, TBR 479,
he called into his comm.
No activity in staging area. The operation may be blown. Repeat, the operation...
Scout troopers, you are cleared to secure the perimeter.
An unfamiliar voice cut in. Brightwater frowned.
Command, did you copy? I said the lack of activity.
TBR 479, you will restrict your comments to tactical reports. All transports, move in.
Brightwater craned his neck. The stormtrooper dropships were visible now high above him, dropping toward the ground like hunting avians moving for the kill. Only there wasn't anything down here worth killing anymore. A movement to his right caught his eye, and he looked back as his partner Tybrin came alongside. Brightwater lifted his hand in mute question. The other scout shook his head in equally silent warning. Brightwater scowled, but Tybrin was right. Whoever this idiot was running things, he was either too single-minded or too stupid to see reason. Nothing now for the stormtroopers to do but go along for the ride and treat the whole thing as just another training exercise. He nodded Tybrin an acknowledgement and gunned his speeder toward his designated containment sector. By the time they'd finished their encirclement, the dropships were down, their heavy guns sweeping over the rows of mostly single-story buildings, their hatches disgorging their complements of stormtroopers and uniformed command officers. Brightwater kept his speeder moving, watching with professional interest as the troops formed themselves into a double ring and converged on the town. For a change, everything seemed to be going perfectly, without even the small glitches that normally accompanied an operation this size. It really was a pity there weren't any rebels left in town to appreciate it. The stormtroopers and officers disappeared from view, heading between and into the buildings, and Brightwater shifted his attention to the area outside the scout troopers' perimeter. The rebels had almost certainly fled the planet, but there were occasional cells with more audacity than brains who elected to stay behind and try to put together an ambush. Brightwater rather hoped this bunch had gone that route. It would keep the afternoon from being a complete waste, and it would give the stormtroopers the chance to blast them out here in the open, instead of having to sort them out from the civilians. He had curved to the crest of the nearest hill, his helmet sensors on full power, when he heard the sound of blaster fire from behind him. He swung his speeder sharply around, searching the perimeter on the far side of town. But all the scout troopers over there were still on their speeders, with no indication that anyone was shooting at them. There was another volley of blaster fire, and this time he realized it was coming from inside the town itself. He brought his speeder to a halt, frowning. The volleys had been replaced by a less organized stutter, but the shots all carried the distinctive pitch of the stormtrooper's own Blast Tech E-11 rifles. Where was the cacophonous mix of military, sporting, and self-defense weaponry that was practically the trademark of the Rebel Alliance? And then, with a sudden chill, he understood. He revved his speeder back to full speed, twisting its nose down the hills and toward town. What in the name of the Emperor do they think they were doing?
TBR-479, return to your post!
Lieutenant Nitrome's voice said in his earphone. Brightwater flicked out his tongue to the comm's selector control, switching to the squad's private frequency.
Sir, something's happening in town, he said urgently. Request permission to investigate.
Permission denied,
Nitrome said. His voice was under rigid control, but Brightwater could hear the anger beneath it.
Return to your post.
Sir!
That's an order, TBR-479. It won't be repeated.
Brightwater took a deep breath, but he knew Nitrome, and he knew that tone. Whatever was happening, there was nothing either of them could do about it.
Yes, sir,
he said. Taking another deep breath, trying to calm himself, he turned his speeder back around. The sun had set over the western horizon before the blaster fire finally came to an end.